Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I am fired up, and the reason I'm so fired up is because I had an epiphany by this time in your life. If you're a successful individual, you figured most of the stuff out in life, and you have a pretty good idea what works and what doesn't work. But as a consultant for 27 years, I've had to deal with all kinds of different people and different things, and I have pet peeves about many of these things. Today, I'm going to show you how I figured out today, just this morning, how I tie two or three of my strong belief systems together about people and why they do what they do and why they're successful or not successful. And so I start the story with a guy sending me an article. And the article says, "You need to fail more." It's by Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, the basketball player. And what the article's trying to say is Michael Jordan lost a lot of games and missed a lot of shots, and that's why he's successful. No, Michael Jordan practiced 10 hours a day for 10 years straight. That's why he's successful. Not because he failed at a few shots. So this guy's whole thing is, what you want to do is you want to look at life as if failing, and he looked up the word failing and said, failing is falling short of your goal. He said, when you think about it that way, it doesn't hurt so bad. It doesn't mean you're a bad person, you're a loser. It just means you didn't quite get there. All right. That's a really nice way to soften the blow. And I find that there's a lot of people that are touchy-feely people that need to be motivated in a touchy-feely kind of way. And then there's other people that are realists like I am, just say, come on, man. Don't give me all that stuff. Let's talk about the reality. Winners win because they know how to win. They practice till they win. And they don't fail till they win. If you fail, you will be off the team. If you fail, he failed to make the varsity when he was a freshman. That's not failure. That's playing what every other kid does, which is JV, when you're a freshman. So don't give me that crap that he failed his way to success. He played basketball since he's a kid. He practiced every day. That was his trade. He learned to do it better than anybody else. Not failed his way to success, but willed his way to success. This guy goes on and says, here's what you should get from your failure, right? He goes on and says, you need to feel your failure. Embrace it. Feel the awfulness of failure. I know it sucks, but failure and the heartache of it is so important that you really need to feel and embrace the awfulness that will propel you later in life. Oh, I feel it. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. What you need to do if you fail is get up and do it again. Don't worry about the failure. Because nothing is truly failure until you give up. The day you give up, you fail. But if you miss the target by a little bit, that's a whole different thing. If I think I'm going to go invest and I'm going to earn 20 or 50 or 100% return, and I earn 2, I haven't failed. I have succeeded in earning 2. If I lose $10,000, I haven't failed. I've succeeded in figuring out how to lose $10,000. Now, my point is, why do you need to succeed in learning how to lose $10,000 when any idiot can lose $10,000? Why don't you go figure out how to make $10,000 instead of lose it? Why start with a failure in the first place? It just doesn't make any sense to me. He goes on and says, and the next thing, analyze what went wrong. So you failed. Don't get stuck in grief. Move on. Now understand why you failed and what you didn't do. What did you do? What should you have done? That's not bad advice. But I only want to bring up the point, why didn't you figure that out in the beginning? Why didn't you go find somebody who was already successful at what they're doing and copy everything they did? Get the education, the information, the mentoring necessary. Why do you just go out there and try it? because stupid motivational speakers in our country like Tony Robbins say stupid things like fire, ready, aim. If you throw enough mud on the wall, something will stick. Robert Kiyosaki, I've lost everybody's ever invested with me their money, but they've never been mad at me because I always let them into my next deal. These are stupid self-help concepts that make sense at all to me. To me, right? Here's the next one. But what if I didn't learn anything? And then he says, well, then you're stupid. You didn't learn anything. Or you didn't pay attention. No, my friend. The reason people fail is because they don't even know what they don't know. That's why they fail. It's a ridiculous concept to think that you can learn. Or say, man, I don't know what I did wrong, but it just blew up. Well, I didn't have enough liquidity. All right. Now, the next time you fail is because you don't have enough cash flow. And the next time you fail is because you put the wrong kind of loan on it. The next time you fail, for another reason, another reason, another reason. It takes me 2 full days to explain how to go out and buy your first real estate deal. That's not something you could just go try. Think about it. There are 25 chapters to the training manual. That's 25 major ways you could fail. You're just going to go and try all 25? Just going to keep failing and failing and failing. That's what they're telling you to do. So I really got irritated about this, like I always do when this topic comes up. And so I went on the internet like I usually do, and I started looking this stuff up, trying to find out what's out there, right? And I come to a couple of websites, and here's one, 3 ways to fail your way to success. Get this. I want you to hear this mind-boggling BS. Fail fast. There are many approaches you can take when trying to succeed. One is take a lot of time to analyze and prepare for something. Another is just go do it. There comes a point you need to stop analyzing, just do it. And you're going to just do it. Why not do it fast? Wow. Do you understand what that's saying? Now that I'm starting reading this stupid stuff, I'm starting to figure it out. There are really two different types of people, and I've been saying this for 27 years. There's type A personalities and type B personalities. A type A personality is instantaneously, gratificationally diseased mind. They want something now. Don't wait. Do it now. Fail fast, right? They want it now. Type B people have analysis paralysis. We want to analyze something to death and sometimes never take action because we overanalyze. What this guy is doing, he's saying, look, I am a type A and you B, you are stupid if you don't just try something as quick as you possibly can. Now, I'm a type B going, that's as dumb as a rock. The reality is, success is when those two meet. When proper preparation meets opportunity, boom, you get rich. But not by stupid, fail as quick as you can. Here's rule number two for them. Fail hard. Something I see many people do and have done myself is remain in their comfort zone. Why? Because it's comfortable, of course. Learn to take risks that will put you out of your comfort zone. I'm not talking about jumping off a cliff or anything, but life danger. I'm talking about things like getting the first book published, exposing yourself to public ridicule, putting yourself out there more in the comfort zone than you are, larger potential for success. Hey, guys, look. Do you want to fail hard? Let's not lose, you know, let's not go out and try something that we don't know very well and take the easiest approach and have the greatest percentage of success. First house I ever bought was a turnkey house. I bought it, got it rented, never did anything to it, just collected money. Easy peasy, right? What these guys are saying, your first house, let's go buy a torn up piece of garbage. Let's spend a lot of money and try to rehab and do something we've never done before. That doesn't make any sense at all. Again, there is a type A personality out there. Almost all self-help gurus are. Fire, ready, aim by Tony Robbins says it all. Just do something, even if it's wrong. That's all you need to do is just try something. The last one, I love it. Fail often. Create a habit of swinging for the fences as often as you can. You want to know how many thousands of people send me emails and go, you know what? My wife doesn't trust me because I've lost all of our money in many different schemes. That's what's going to happen to you.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
People coming to the two-day seminar, the thing that they come away from the two-day seminar is, wow, I never would have realized that it is, number one, that realistic to do it. Number two, understanding how it's done takes away the mystery. In other words, now that I know how you do it, it makes sense logically. It takes away the mystery and it lowers or lessens the fear of whether or not I can actually do it or not, is the benefit of going to the two-day workshop. And they're so surprised that, hey, I thought I was a million miles away from being able to do something like that. I never thought I could have bought some rental houses. I never would have thought ever I could ever buy an apartment complex, et cetera, et cetera. And they're just amazed when they see if you understand the financial techniques used to do this stuff and the management techniques used to do this stuff, then you can do it too. And so it's just a matter of education to get you where you need to be.
Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today I'm taking on the myth that fail your way to success. One of the most stupid, ignorant things that I've ever heard any self-help people say is that you should fail to succeed. No, my friends, what you should do is find somebody who knows what the heck they're doing, copy everything they do, and succeed on your first deal, small, medium-sized second deal, large deal, third deal, and then from there you can learn creativity. There's no need for creativity on your first deal. I'm going to tell you stories today that are going to blow your mind. It really will blow your mind. A lot of people think this way. Type A personalities, they need activity. They need to be doing something. They need to wholesale and flip and build things and do stuff. It's all about, I got to be doing something. Type A's are never satisfied. Type A's always want more. Type A's never finish. They start 1,000 projects, finish none of them. That's all type A stuff, right? Type B's, on the other hand, like this guy is saying, you shouldn't be like a type B. You shouldn't procrastinate. You got to take action, even if it's bad action. That is wrong. Success, my friends. Believe you me, I'm a type B. I'm that analysis paralysis guy. And I surround myself with type A's that push me to get to my decision as quickly as possible. I have learned to make analytical decisions in very quick periods of time. But they're still very analytical. I walk through the analytics of everything that I do. I have graphs and charts and numbers, the whole bit. And I don't try something brand new that's a giant stretch for me. I work my way to it. Now, what's the benefit? The benefit of that is I've been doing this for 30 years and I haven't lost money in real estate. The benefit is I'm a multi-millionaire because I hadn't gone backwards four times, lost half of what I earned four times. I lost almost all of what I had in the stock market, and I figured out very quickly. And that's what that guy said in the last article. You better figure out what you did wrong. Here's what I did wrong. I let other people put my money. I put my money into somebody else's game where they had control and they had the odds against me. And so I never would do that again. But I wouldn't try to fail even larger. I went back to the drawing board, bought one rent house, then three more, then 10 more, then 20 more, then 30 more, then 45 more. I worked my way up. That's what I did. And that is a type B's way to become successful, is to never fail. Rule number one of my book, never fail. Now, here's the secondary part about it. You know, this article here had three ways to fail. One was fail fast, one was fail hard, and one was fail often. Let's read this often one. Create the habit of swinging for the fence as often as you can. Several things will happen when you engage in activities that are beyond your reach. The first thing, you will get into a routine and create a habit of taking risks. The more often you take risks, you will get used to this mentally and just go for it. And your first reaction will be to take action versus staying back and waiting. The more you do this, you'll create momentum in your life. We have momentum. Effects of action will create compounded. Here's the reality, guys. You can strike out if you keep swinging. Strike one, you lost $50,000. Strike two, fail bigger, lost $100,000. Remember, fail hard, fail big. Fail faster, fail more often. Strike three, you're broke. Your wife leaves you. Your credit is destroyed. Your life sucks. Because you did the stupidest thing in the world. You followed these idiots' ideas to strike one, strike two, strike three, because three strikes and you're success. No, my friends, three strikes and you're out of the game. I get emails every day from people going, man, if I would have met you 10 years ago after I did this, 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 and this. Why did you do this, 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 and this? Right? And now they're here at a place where we can absolutely help them, where stuff really, truly works in its honest presentation of reality, and they can't do anything. They can't do anything because they're broke, they struck out, or they can't do anything because their spouse knows they're a complete lunatic by this point. The spouse is fighting them because the spouse knows that everything they have touched, their entire marriage, has been destroyed, and that they just keep coming up with new gimmicks, new schemes, new ideas, constantly. If I were a spouse to somebody like that, I would divorce them. And by the way, I did. Because you just can't live with a lunatic like that that's willing to lose money, to waste money, to try stuff they can't do, and never finish anything they start, which is simply unacceptable. So let's go on to the next one here. It says 8 ways to fail. I like this. 8 ways. 3 wasn't enough. Let's go to 8. Idea 1, keep it basic. Don't start by trying to fully develop solution to the problem. Keep fidelity low and first allow others to see the possibilities in the idea and not the flaws. The higher the polish, the more likely you'll get wrong kind of feedback. That makes absolutely no sense at all, other than, hey, don't tell everybody what you're going to do because they're going to tell you you're stupid. Number 2, design impossible tasks. Okay, that design impossible tasks. Such as, how might we create a new color? How might we live forever? How might we moonshoot? It goes on and on with this student. None of them will be right, but you'll revel in the engineering of your imagination. Now we're living in the imagination. There we go. Type A people seem to have some creativity to them also. They like to do things and create things. I have many members that do this. I sit back and laugh and shake my head. They go, oh, man. And they remodel everything just incredibly well. They're not even doing it for the money. They're doing it for the ability to get in there and build something, make something, design something. That's fine. But a lot of people in there build, over design, and under deliver as far as finances go. Let's not make it an impossible task. If I'm going to renovate an apartment complex, let's make sure that it actually can be done for the money that we say we're going to spend to do it. Don't assume your final format. What are you making? Will you have hand sketching, wire framing, sculpture, what? Even if you're an end goal to the end up screen, it's often helpful to start with a different medium. Set a goal for failure. Oh, my God. Do you see the verbiage here? Is there anybody, call me anybody, if any of you out there feel my pain on how stupid this motivational approach is to life, call me. I know there's got to be another normal person out there. Not everybody out there is a lunatic. Number 4, set a goal for failure. Follow this advice from 100 Days of Rejection by Jean Jain. We will fail at least 30 times before we figure out the right solution. Lowering the task and making a solution less precise makes it easier to generate a bounty of ideas that build from. Are you out of your mind? I didn't fail at the first 30 houses I bought. I made $1 million off the first 30 houses I bought. Where do these people get these ideas? By the time this guy's failed 30 times, I've already made millions. Unbelievable. Number 5, is this a bad idea? This is a bad idea, but they want you to come out and say, I realize that what I'm saying is stupid, but what can I learn from it? What can I learn from this bad idea? Oh, here's the top, the shame gong. They want you to get up every time somebody gives an idea and hit the gong and say, no, that's a dumb one. And if you hear the gong enough times with your friends and your employees that work with you, pretty soon no one will be afraid to fail because they're used to the gong. Who writes this crap? We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today, I'm trying to explain the difference between type A people and what motivates them and type B people and what motivates them and how success comes somewhere in between. Now, what I'm telling you is that all this self-help garbage out there about fail your way to success is just ridiculous. It's just a dumb concept. It doesn't work except for type A people. Because type A people believe this. There's never enough time and money to do it right, but there's always enough time and money to do something else again. And they're willing to try 1,000 things but finish none of them. So I've got to tell you a story that I guess I just got to tell it to you. There's no other way to get around it because it needs to be told for your education, for your benefit. Lathike has an internet radio show. And he had a guy on there yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I don't know. I watched it yesterday. That said he was a builder, a wholesaler, a flipper. In fact, he had like a lender, a rehabber, builder. He said he had 8 companies, 8 different streams of income in his company. And he said within a couple months, he'll have 12. So let's start out by type A personalities. Type A start 1,000 things and finish none of them. Now he says, I'm so busy with these 8 businesses, there's no time to even get the work done. He said, I'm sitting here working a whole day and getting nothing accomplished. I realized I need somebody else to come in and manage the process. Because type A's can't manage processes. Type A's can start 1,000 projects, but they can finish none of them. So at least the guy is smart enough to figure out he needs somebody else to run his company because he can't run it. He will never be able to run it. Now, he called himself a big picture person. Okay, I appreciate that. And I know the guy personally. And I know that he is very charismatic, very artistic, very, very, very motivated, and willing to take almost any risk. So all those things, the 3 things it said you should be able to do, which is fail fast, fail hard, and fail often, this guy is done. I know the guy. And the reason I know him is because he built the house I'm living in. So this guy admitted that he lost money in the first 2 houses he built as a builder. Well, one of them was the home he lived in. It was a 16,000 square foot home. As a 35-year-old kid, tattooed from his neck down. This is not a kid that wants a 16,000 square foot home. But not only that, he told me he sat up at nights looking on the internet to buy the most expensive stuff he could find to put in the house. He had architects. He had interior designers. He had landscape architects. He put together one of the most elaborate and overbuilt homes I've ever seen. Man, it was incredible. Now, he didn't finish it. I had to finish the house because, like every type A, something goes wrong before they get to the end of the process. So what happened? He gets married to a beautiful, young woman whose father is a local rich restaurateur, bar owner here. So he's got money. She's got money. They got the world by the string, guys. He's a good-looking guy. She's a beautiful girl. He's got all this charisma and motivation. So what does he do? Type A personality, start 1,000 projects, finish none of them, and bored. Here's the other thing. Type A's get bored with whatever it is they do. When they do it, they hit it with gusto, then they get bored of it. So what did he start doing? He got bored of his wife, started having parties in this gigantic swimming. And I mean, this is the nicest swimming pool in Houston, Texas, I guarantee you, even nicer than the hotel pools. I'll put it up against any of Petita's pools. He built this incredible thing, and he's having parties. And the neighbors, boy, they'll tell you, oh, screaming and yelling and women without clothes on. You know, I heard all kinds of stories about this guy, drugs, and he admitted he was drugs. He admitted to me that he was drugging up on every kind of drug there is. I won't name him because I don't know drugs, but he was partying, his brains out. And so his wife divorced him. Well, interesting thing in Texas, if you're married and you're too dumb to get a prenuptial, which a young kid doesn't think about when he's marrying the most beautiful woman in the world, his dream, the mother of his baby, now the wife gets half everything. So the way he explained it on the show was, well, then I decided to sell my company that I've been working in, my family's company, to my brother and retire. He didn't do that. The girl sued him. He had to sell to get the money to get half because all of his net worth was in the company. Now, that's the story I was told. If he's got a better story, let him tell you, but he admitted it to me. So what I'm telling you is not that I hate him for any of that. Don't get me wrong. In fact, I love the fact that I bought his home for 50 cents on the dollar from him. He lost over $1 million. Today, the home's worth about $5 million. I paid $2.4 for it. I think he built it for $3.5 or $3.6 by the time he was done with it. I don't begrudge him. I like the guy. He's like one of the most personal guys I've ever seen. And creative. I could not have done this house. No way. Overly creative. But he believes in failing his way to success. He can't keep his eye on the ball. He has 8 companies and he can't get anything done because he's so busy with 8. But by 6 months more, he'll have 12 more companies. Guy's the greatest guy in the world. But he's the perfect example. If you open the book, type A personality, boom, there he is. That's exactly the situation. So what I'm saying to you guys, there's a real life story of a guy that was rich at early age in life. I mean, very early age in life. He's living in a 16,000 square foot home. By the way, he collected cars, so he has a 20 car garage. He has a motorhome garage. This is the most incredible mansion you'll ever see in Houston, Texas. Better than any house in Houston, Texas. But he lost it. He lost his business that his family had had for 25, 30, 50 years, who knows. It's his father's business. He sold out his share to his brother to get enough money to be able to pay off the divorce and get free. He then bought himself a motorhome and took to the world to free himself up and find himself. Then he came back and decided he was going to be a real estate investor. And now he's a real estate investor. But what does he do? Does he have millions and millions and trillions of dollars of real estate like our members do? Does he live a life of no work, making passive income constantly? No. He buys, builds, flips, wholesales, works. He admitted himself on this interview that he was working his butt off, and he's so busy, he can't even get the stuff done he needs to get done. What is the end to that game, folks? What does a type A believe is the end to that game? And the answer is they're not looking for an end. They're looking for something else to do. A new project. Right? That's all they're looking for. Something new and exciting. The excitement, the adrenaline junkie is what a type A personality is. They've got to have something to do. Now, let's get back to the show. So the show is, this is a perfect example. When I saw that the other night, I go, man, this is exactly what I'm talking about when I'm coming up with this concept. Then it just so happened, I saw it right after I had thought about doing this deal about, you know, fail your way to success. Here's a guy that's saying he failed his way to success. He failed in the first two deals he did, and he failed big on this house. And I'm talking about not on, the house is incredible. He failed financially. He lost a lot of money on this deal. So the point is, these people that are type A's, they believe this nonsense of fail fast, fail big, fail often. And their argument is type B's just don't get anything done. But here's the problem, guys. How many times are you going to fail before your spouse thinks you're an idiot? How many cockamamie ideas are you going to come back to your spouse with and say, now I've figured it out. This time, I'm going to make it happen. And what's interesting is I'm going to show you an email, read your email to you when you get back from the break, from a guy who said, I had to stand up and tell my wife that right now I found what I want to do and I'm going to do it, even though we're basically broke, even though I failed at other things that we've tried. You're not going to stop me from my dream because I'm a type A person. And I have to chase dreams. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange. And we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties, and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today I'm talking about the differences between type A and type B people. I'm talking about the different motivational techniques. And last segment I talked about a guy I bought my house from. He's a real estate investor. But what he's doing is all the type A stuff, building, wholesaling, flipping, you know, that kind of stuff. He's not working like we do to build a lifestyle. He wants to work, but he never finishes anything. When I bought my home, I came in to look at the home. Here's a 16,000 square foot home, overbuilt with every kind of marble, countertop, flooring, you name it. Unbelievable. What has he got? He's got one couch in the living room and a picnic table for a dining room table. He's got one set of beds, a set that he bought for himself for the master bedroom, one bed set that he bought for his kid. And he just ordered those out of a mail order thing, I think, because I remember where we got them. We looked at them and liked them, but still, that's it. That's all he had. I mean, you know, here he is. He's got all this, and he still lives like the kid. This is the drug addict with tattoos, partying his brains out. Now, maybe you say, okay, well, I'm over all that. You know, what I would say is you may be over that phase of being a type A personality, but you're definitely not over being a type A personality if you tell me you have eight businesses and you can't keep up with them and you're going to start four more within the next 6 months. These are personality traits, people, where people break down and they fall apart. And you can look into these people, you look into their success and failure, and pull out. This guy failed because he's a type B, wouldn't do anything. We have those people. Sometimes we just have to take a cattle prod and shove it into a person to get them to do something. You know, sometimes my wife has to beat me up every day when this, until I just break and do something, you know? Melissa, she just leans on me sometimes. But that's what she has to do to get me to take action sometimes. So it's just, we all have our our weaknesses. But what I started out talking about today is this weird theory that you fail your way to success. No, you don't. You may overcome failure with success, but you don't fail your way to success. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard. So here's an email guy sent me. Works along the same lines. It says, "Hello, Dale. I had an opportunity to listen to some of your podcasts this week for the first time, and they're phenomena. Thank you for sharing. I could unfortunately relate to many of the stories of the past. Losing everything in options." There he goes. He admits he lost everything in options. Wife having trust issues, now worried I will get sucked into another scam. There it is. It's already happened. His relationship is being destroyed by his wife not trusting him. I had the conversation last night and stood my ground, letting her know this is my path. I was a real estate appraiser for 7 years in Arizona, and my strengths are analysis. I'm a numbers guy and love the hunt for the deal. Goes on and says, "Sorry I got sidetracked. Sign up for an email service with Wealth Factor. Some dude is the founder and wrote this book, Killing Sacred Cows, which I read. Essentially the big component of being an entrepreneur, as I am. Seems you are also in this camp. This vehicle of choice, though, as a core, is overfunded wholesale life insurance policies." Do you believe that? This guy's going to get rich with overfunded wholesale. He calls it the Rockefeller method, from which can take loans out and use it to do whatever terms investment you want. I spoke to one of their consultants last night. And while also this week, I began research on lifestyle selling. There's a type A. He's not just researching. He's researching that. He's researching this. He thinks he wants to be a real estate investor, but he's talking about whole life insurance policies. My God. Spoke to one of their consultants last night and this week. "I really would like to know your opinion. Here's my opinion." I told him, "Don't do it. Stop the insanity. Don't do it. Come to our seminar. You need help, man. You need somebody to get you on the right path. I care about people. I care about this poor guy. He's going to destroy his marriage. If he goes and does that stuff with this guy, that lunatic, whatever it is he's telling him to do, he's going to lose his fire truck marriage. I could save more if I just put cash aside until I am able to complete my training and educate on how to purchase correctly. I know my wife is already rolling her eyes and really do not want to screw up again." Wow. So I asked him how much money he had and where it was at. Because he's asked me, you know, where how much money he needs to start. So what he got. And interestingly enough, he says, "I have $6,000 in savings, $7,500 in Roth IRA, $28,000 in my 401k, and $10,000 in my checking account. But I had just taken out a HELOC loan on my home for $34,000. So basically, he's broke. If you think about it, he owes $34,000 a HELOC loan, and he doesn't have $34,000 worth of cash. He's broke. Now think about that. That's a pretty scary situation, isn't it? Pretty scary situation. And so the next thing I looked at, I said, "Well, how much is your house really worth?" And he said, "Oh, well, I have a first on of $206,000. And now I put a $33,000 second on it. So he owes like $236,000, $240,000 on his house." How can you be in a situation where you have a net worth of zero, cash net worth, and have a $300,000 house? You see what I mean, folks? It's all about decisions. Good ones or bad ones. But it's not about failure. Success has nothing to do with failure. Failure is its own component, dealt up by doing the wrong thing. Never to be fixed by another failure. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.